Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Pastor George Pearsons is with us with some more great news about the blessing.
That's right.
Prosperity. Increase.
Protection. Yes. We're talking about being untouchable. The wicked one touches us not. We dwell in safe places, untouched by danger. In our covenant with God, we've read so many scriptures during our broadcast together since a week ago, Monday, that covers all of the various aspects of our protection. Yeah. That's part of what prosperity is. Prosperity, defined in the Hebrew, one of the definitions of prosperity is safety and security, divine protection. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about being the untouchables, living in God's circle of protection.
Yes, amen.
And so the last few days of this broadcast, we're talking about the particulars of how to walk in that protection with Almighty God. Yesterday, we talked about building ourselves an ark. Mm-hmm. And what we needed to do and what it takes to build an ark, and we abiding in the Word and declaring the Word and being a doer of the Word.
Yes.
Today, we are going to release our angels.
Good.
We're going to release our angels. Angels really is a topic and a subject. I think we should be talking more about it. I think we should be making more about it. It's a big deal.
It's a security force.
It's our security force.
Security.
Yeah, absolutely. And to keep that in the forefront of our minds,
and they're
to
big.
Keep that, they are big.
Big. Angels are big.
They are big. I've heard Brother Copeland talk about times when he's been preaching and somebody's sitting in the audience looking up at him and seeing his angel. Huge angel.
Hallelujah.
And every one of us have angels assigned to us.
That's right.
We have angels. The book of Hebrews talks about an innumerable
company
of angels. Mm-hmm. It's massive, Gloria. The security force that we have available to us is massive.
I think it's whatever we need.
Yes, ma'am.
At the moment.
Yes, ma'am. Whatever we need.
Hallelujah.
And we need to be able to release those angels. And I want to tell you, first of all, that all of our outlines are available to you on kcm.org. As a matter of fact, every outline that you and I have done together, we're up to 208 now. All of them are out there. I checked. They're all out on kcm.org. You can access them.
Should we ever get through with this, I want a copy of all of them at one time.
Well, you will get a copy for you?
Thank you.
Of all of them?
Should we ever get through?
Yes, ma'am. Should we?
And then I just keep doing this. This is so good.
And then I also want to remind you that on Friday of this broadcast, Sister Gloria and I will be taking communion together. You know, we're talking about the practicals of how do we walk in God's protection. That's one of the things
right.
that you do.
That's right.
You take communion. You go to the
release
communion table.
It's a release of faith.
Yes.
It's an opportunity.
Yes.
To take your deliverance, your safety, your security. Your
That's
blessing,
right.
your increase.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Gloria, I can remember the time that we, all of the family, went over to your house. And this was a few years ago when we were going through some issues with the Senate Finance Committee. And
a few things like
they
that.
They were, yeah, just...
A few small details.
We were all over the news. And I remember our family got together and we took communion. We received communion that day. And one of the things that we receive communion over is that we would be protected from the strife of tongues.
Yes, amen.
And you know, if we had been doing something wrong, that would be one thing. Mm-hmm. But this ministry is pure.
That's
it is
right.
clean. I've seen it from the inside out. I've helped to run it before. I'm now pastoring the church of it. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are two of the most honest, upright people
Praise
that you
God.
Can ever meet. And where... operating above and in a place of integrity is concerned.
Praise God.
But when you've got people out there who are just trying to attack you so that they can get some kind of news mm-hmm. and that they can make a big splash on Sweeps Week for the news, then that's when you take the Word of God, you stand on it.
That's right.
And you take communion over it. And that day we took communion over it and we declared Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us, we condemn it. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And you know something? We stayed protected during that whole time, and here we are.
Glory. Many years later.
Many.
Survived.
That was back in 2006, 2007, and it's all gone away.
That's what you do in a time of trouble. You get on your faith and you stay there. You take scriptures, apply those scriptures to your situation, whatever it is, if it's sickness, if it's people doing you wrong, whatever it is.
Yes.
Stay in love.
Praise God.
Believe God.
That's what we
do. Come out.
Come out.
Hallelujah.
That's what we do. And so another thing that we do is we put our angels to work.
Angels work for us.
Let's talk about angels.
Are they not all ministering spirits?
All ministering spirits.
Sent forth
yes.
to minister to the heirs of salvation?
Yes, yes.
You know, somebody, I just felt like somebody took offense at saying our angels are working for us. That's what they do.
That's what they do.
That's
what they're
job.
Assigned to do.
That's right.
And let me mention this here. You have a book called God's Will is Prosperity. And I've got an original copy of that book with your handwritten note in it.
Good.
And I read it often. It's an excellent book. And I'm going to recommend that you get it. We have it on here at KCM. In that book, there's a magnificent chapter on angels.
I'm going to go back and read that again.
It's powerful, glory. It's a magnificent,
praise God.
Magnificent thing. So let's talk about angelic protection. Psalm 91, we'll look at verses 11 and 12. It says, I'll read it to you from the King James, then we have a couple of different translations. Verse 11, He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And I like this in our notes here, Gloria, the New Living Translation.
Mm-hmm.
He will order His angels to protect you wherever you go.
Praise
wherever
God.
You go.
Wherever.
They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone.
I like that, George.
So we have angels that are assigned to us that are there to protect us wherever we go. It's so important, Gloria, that we keep these things before us all the time.
Stay in faith.
That's how to stay in faith. And angels, angelic protection is part of what belongs to us. It's part of our covenant benefit.
Amen.
It's ours.
It belongs to us.
It belongs to us. And in the Amplified Translation, listen to this one. For He will give His angels special charge, it says e-special. I'm not sure what e-special is. The difference between e-special and special.
That's so, extra special. Extra special charge. No,
thank
I'm
you.
Just kidding.
I think that's probably it. Extra special charge over you to accompany, listen to this, accompany, defend, and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and of service.
Amen.
That's a mouthful right there. He gives His angels special charge.
That doesn't necessarily give much promise to disobedience.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up because it brought out that point of obedience and service. That says to me that we need to stay under that umbrella of God's protective covering by staying obedient to Him.
He's talking about doing the Word.
That's right.
Stay under the Word.
That's right.
Do the Word. Make
it's
changes
really
if
hard.
You have to stay Lord, obedient.
It's really hard for the angels to help us out if we go out drinking in a bar on a Saturday night.
I don't know if they go to the bar or not.
I don't know if they go to the
maybe.
Bar either.
But then they might just be there and can't their hands be bound.
And they're probably waiting outside. But the point being is in being
what is the point?
What is the point? We obey
out of the bar.
We stay out of the bar. We stay out of those places that we have no business being
That's
in.
That's right.
We stay in obedience to God, in service to Him. And I'll tell you something else.
In all your ways of obedience.
Yes.
See, that's
all your ways
key.
Of obedience.
And service.
Yep. Yep. And so they are there to accompany us. They accompany us. You need to charge the angels around your children.
That's true.
And keep your children protected in our schools. You know, Gloria, every time we drive by schools, at least as much as we think about it, we plead the blood of Jesus Praise over God. Those schools to protect the children.
Yeah.
And we need to do that where our kids are concerned.
That's
good. Sending the our children have angels that protect them. No one will steal our children.
That's right.
Because of the angels.
Amen.
And we can't, as you and I have talked about before, you can't walk in fear over this. Fear opens the door
That's
for destruction.
Right. It opens
Faith
the door.
Shuts the door, and we need to release our angels to take care of us.
I like that next part. Read that.
Which one?
The angel of the Lord encamps.
Oh, yes, yes.
Around those who yep. fear him, who revere and worship him, who revere and worship God with awe. Those that worship God, those
yes.
that walk with
yes.
God. The angels encamp around them. Glory
yeah,
to God.
They put a
they camp out with us.
They camp out with us.
And each of them, those that fear the Lord and honor him and worship him, each of them he delivers. God delivers.
Yes.
Ooh-wee. Isn't that good?
That's wonderful.
And that says
That's
a lot.
That's Psalm 34:7 from the Amplified.
He delivers.
Like
each of them
yep.
he delivers.
The
so
angel,
we're in a safe place.
Angel of the Lord encamps round about those. You just get a picture of that in your own home. I mean, just picture
yeah.
your home. Wherever you live, an apartment, a home, wherever. And just picture the angels.
Here you are. We're sitting here in the easy chair watching TV.
Yeah.
And are reading a book. Are talking, and then there's angels.
Angels all around us.
All around us.
Encamped. I mean, picture them actually, picture tents out there with camps, with fires, you know, and angels
Encamped.
Sitting around, and they are there. They are there
Praise
ready
God.
To protect you.
That's what it says.
A company. Yeah, they're encamped around us.
They make a home around about those who fear.
Oh, that's good, Gloria. They make
Glory
a home.
Glory to God.
Angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him,
and
which
And
who
worship him with
revere
awe.
And worship him
yeah.
with awe, and each of them, he delivers.
Glory
wow.
to God.
I remember you wrote in your book, you said, your angels set up camp wherever you are. When you move, they move. Wherever you go,
That's
they
right.
go with you. And you started listing out all the different places. If you go to the store, they go with you. If you go to the gas station, they go with you.
Amen.
If you go to the mall, they go with you. Our angels are with us.
Is that for
everywhere.
Everybody in the world? No,
that's
they
for,
could have it.
Yeah, they could.
But the where it actually happens is those that honor and fear. In other words, they honor God to do what He says.
Right.
They're not afraid of God.
Right.
But these people honor God and
yes.
they're obedient. See, that's a key.
Major key. Now here in Hebrews 1:14, you had quoted this a little earlier. This is the Amplified. Are not the angels all ministering spirits mm-hmm. or servants sent out in the service of God for the assistance of those who are to inherit salvation?
Hallelujah.
So we have angels which are called ministering spirits. They minister to us and they're sent by God to serve us. You have angels that serve us.
Now, George, let's be sure
yeah.
this after this broadcast, to lead people in the prayer of receiving Jesus as their Savior.
We must do that.
So that all who will
all who can will
have
can
this
have
divine
this.
Protection.
That's right.
Can be born
That's
over
right.
again.
Well, let's do it right now.
Okay.
Say this after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and my Savior.
As my Lord and my Savior.
Come into my heart right now.
Come into my heart right now.
Take my life.
Take my life.
Do something with
do
it.
Do something with it.
And I receive everything.
And I receive everything
that the kingdom of God has to offer.
That the kingdom of God has to offer.
I receive my angels.
I receive my angels.
Ministering spirits.
Ministering spirits.
Sent from God to minister to me.
Sent from God to minister to me.
I receive them now.
I receive them now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
So angels, according to Hebrews 1:14, they are sent to serve us.
Yeah.
They are sent to protect
Assist
us.
Assist us.
Mm-hmm.
Protect
mm-hmm.
us.
And let me just go through these really quickly with you, Gloria. These are just a couple of examples of angels
okay,
in action.
That's good.
This one from 2 Kings, Elisha. If you remember, Elisha was receiving this inside information about the enemy's plans, and the enemy had no idea what was going on. In verse 9 of 2 Kings 6, he passed along the information mm-hmm. to Israel's king. so that Israel would be protected. And in verses 11 and 12, the enemy king was told that Elisha knew what they were saying in their bedchambers.
Boy, they were scared.
They were scared. In verse 15, the enemy king surrounded the city and listened to what Elisha said to his assistant. He said in verse 16, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them."
Hallelujah.
What's he talking about there? He's talking about angels.
Yes, it is.
Angelic protection.
Praise
supernatural
God.
Deployment of angels from heaven.
Hallelujah.
And it says in verse 17, "Behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha." Gloria, what
you know
a
what
sight.
That tells me?
Tell me.
That tells me that God is not short-handed in this area.
That's true.
I mean, they were
That's
everywhere.
So true.
Everywhere you looked.
Everywhere.
There were angels around about Elisha.
And the same angelic protection
and
that we read about.
And the New Testament says, are they not all ministering
All ministering,
spirits?
Yeah.
Sent forth to minister for those who are heirs of salvation. So when you make Jesus the Lord of your life, angels, you get angels too. Glory to
God. Wow, wow, wow.
Assigned to you. Hallelujah.
I take it.
Oh, me too.
Look at page 2, Gloria.
And
we'll look at Daniel 3 here.
Yes.
This is the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace.
That was a real furnace.
That was a real
fire.
A real furnace and
Hot.
A real fire.
Hotter than usual, it said.
Yes,
made it hotter than
they
usual.
Made it hotter than usual.
That's right.
I mean, people were burned up just standing around it.
That's right.
In verse 17, "If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace."
That's what the three Hebrew children said.
That's what they said. "And he will deliver us
he
out of your hand, O King."
He will deliver us.
And so in verse 23, And these three men fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Verse 24, "I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire."
No, wait, there were only three
there
men.
There are only three, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
Oh, isn't that awesome?
I'm getting
God.
Chills right now just reading this.
Four, walking. Wow. You can't walk in the midst of fire.
You can't do that.
But these people can, because God was with them.
Wow.
The fourth man is like the Son of God.
That's
and
right.
He was the Son of God, and he is the Son of God. And
yes.
he's your
yes.
master and
yes.
Savior
yes.
if
yes.
you've ever made him
yes.
the Lord of your life.
Yes.
And I would not want to live in the earth
Mm-mm.
and not have him for
myself. Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar got a revelation. In verse 28, listen. And then Nebuchadnezzar spoke and he said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him."
He got a little humble there.
He did, didn't he?
he got some
light going there. The angels released apostles from prison.
Mm-hmm.
In Acts 5:19, "But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth." In Acts chapter 12, 7 and 8, "And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side."
Wake up, Peter.
"Wake up, Peter, and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands."
Say that again. Chains.
Chains fell off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Glory
from his hands.
God.
"And the angel said to him, Gird yourself, bind on your sandals. And so he did. And he said to him, Cast your garment round about you and follow me."
Woo-hoo. I can just see him putting on that cloak and throwing it over here.
And following that angel out.
Wow.
Well, here in Psalm 103.
That's awesome. I love the word.
In Psalm 103, verses 20 and 21, we're talking now about putting your angels to work.
Okay.
"Praise the Lord, ye angels, you mighty ones who carry out his plans, listening for each of his commands. Yes, praise the Lord, you armies of angels who serve him and do his will." Angels obey the voice of God's word. They respond to the word of God.
That's right.
Whenever you speak the word of God,
whenever
you declare the word of God, they are responding.
They are
eager.
When you do, you feel you're in trouble, you see trouble, you see a situation, you begin to say the 91st Psalm, the angels are there.
They're there. They're right
Hallelujah.
There. They're right there.
Or any other word.
People decommission.
Or any other prayer of faith.
That's right. That's right. People decommission their angels when their hearts are full of fear and they speak words of unbelief.
That's right.
The angels can only stand by and watch. They don't abandon us, but they just don't have anything to work on, to act on. So we have to give them something to act on, our faith, our words, our hearts. And so here's what you do.
You don't say we're going to die.
No, you don't.
You don't make bad confessions.
Your angels are like, stop saying that.
Shut him up.
Don't say it. No, now here's the whole point of this message today. You release your angels to work on your behalf when you say 1,000 will fall at one side and 10,000 will fall at my right hand,
but
it will not come near me.
Hallelujah.
I charge my angels.
That's a statement of faith. Right
now, let's do that right now, Gloria.
Okay.
Let's release.
You lead it, and
okay.
I'll pray it with the people.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We charge our angels.
We charge our angels.
To go forth on our behalf.
To go forth on our behalf.
To protect us.
To protect us.
To accompany us.
To accompany us.
And to help us.
And to help us.
They are all ministering spirits.
They are all ministering spirits.
Assigned to us by God.
Assigned to us by God.
We charge the angels now.
We charge the angels now.
Over our children.
Over our children.
Grandchildren.
Grandchildren.
Great grandchildren.
Great grandchildren.
To protect them in all of their ways.
To protect them in all of their ways.
We receive the ministry of our angels.
We receive the ministry of our angels.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Praise God. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It's wonderful. We have a security force. That goes with us.
We sure do.
But
we sure do.
If we're going to be negative, talk fear, say the wrong words, it binds our angels. They're listening to the word of God. Go forth.
Yep.
Go forth.
And they obey.
Yeah.
They're obedient.
They prosper you too.
They do prosper. You know, you can send your angel out and go bring in the harvest.
That's right.
Angels, you go bring my harvest to me right now. Terry
when
and I say that every day.
When we pray over the offering this week, let's
remember
to do that.
We'll do it.
Okay.
We'll do it.
George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.